Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk on Global Social Radio. Yeah. So death.
Along with my co-host Ash, we have a really, really good show planned for you today. We're going to have a lot of fun today and a lot of good information as well. Before we start, Global 14 is going through some major updates to make it faster and better. We appreciate everyone's patience while all of this is going on. So I understand, like, I've had some issues too, but you guys, it's really, they're going through the process, updating everything to make it a better experience. This is what we do. So we're going to continue to make things bigger and better, just like with the radio show. We're going to continue to make things bigger and better. Excuse me. Don't forget, we are now live Monday through Friday, starting at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's guest, we have a treat for you guys. We have a jump off. I told you guys I was going to find a jump off. And we were going to interview her because a lot of stuff is going on and a lot of jump offs are coming out of the woodwork and snitching on everybody. And so we're going to get into this. And she said, like, we can ask her whatever we want. So I'm pretty excited about this. So we're going to have fun with this one. All right. So let's get into the MJ trial. Day 6. Comrades jump off. Three of them showed up in court today. Well, excuse me, their ex-girlfriends. They showed up today. One of them in particular, Ms. Nicole Alvarez. I mean, I swear, this woman is an attention whore. I don't even know how to say it. Just looking at her and listening to her talk, I looked at her briefly, and I was just like, man, he sure knows how to pick them. You know, somebody come get her ass. Somebody get her ass off the stand. I'm sure he probably was thinking the same damn thing with that dumbass look on his face. But I sat there and I was just like, she is just like too much. And you know that she knew what was in them damn packages. Boy, I mean, I tell you guys, like, birds of a feather. I don't know. Ash, what did you check out the coverage today? You see Ms. Nicole Alvarez?
I seen snippets of it. That's the chick in the green dress, right? The one that's like all bubbly. Man, that chick just looking for a movie deal. She an actress. She's trying to live up to her 5 minutes of fame, and she's trying to sell her acting career. Because I guarantee you, a few minutes later, I guarantee you, you're gonna start hearing about her agent and booking her on shows. And next thing you know, she's going to be doing Good Morning America next weekend. Get the hell out of here. Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah. and then the pharmacist that disappeared, nobody could find. The dude is now back from Thailand. And, I mean, he pretty much put Conrad on blast and said, Conrad ordered enough propofol to put down a herd of elephants. And I'm just like, wow. So, once again, Conrad continues to consistently lose. He loses in picking out ties, women, and his choices in handling our man, the king of pop, Michael Jackson. So, once again, that damn Conrad. By the way, those just tuning in, we are talking about Conrad and his hoes. Call in and let us know how you feel about it, feel about the trial. Call 760-913-4119. Also in the news, I don't know if everyone has been following the protest that was started by the group Occupy Wall Street. This past weekend, 700 protesters were arrested for blocking the Brooklyn Bridge. Since last month, more groups have sprung up throughout the United States. You know, people are just sick and tired of the large gap between the rich and the poor. The rich keep getting richer off the poor. And people are just fed the fuck up. Like, there's no other way to say it. People are just tired. So just as everyone should be tired about this situation, we also need to look at education and poverty. Like, for instance, did you know 1 in 4 African Americans live below the federal poverty line compared to about 1 in 8 Americans overall? And it's just crazy, you know, and we could sit there and fight about that all day, but how do we fix that problem? And then another stat that I looked up, did you know 15-year-olds in the U.S. placed 25th out of 30 countries in math performance and 21st in science performance? And please, like, don't even get me started on the child neglect and abuse issue. This subject is really near and dear to my heart because it's crazy how people ignore some of the signs when it comes to kids and what they're going through. Little kids should be happy. If you see a little kid that's walking around with their head down and they look confused or lost, there's a problem there. So according to childhelp.org, more than 5 children die every day as a result of child abuse. Get educated, people. Like, know these stats. Go to childhelp.org. Like, go check these stats out. You'll be amazed at some of the things that we're ignoring. You know, get involved in communities. If you don't, no one will. If you have a personal story you would like to share, call in now, 760-913-4119. We want to hear from you. Listeners, I mean, this is your time. Get it off your chest. Say what you got to say. Let's take a quick break, and we will be back with more Z14 Radio News.
I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me, got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me, got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me, got me. I don't even know if you understand how hot this shit got me. Here we go.
I'm melting like butter on toast. Ain't nothing in this world I want more than you right here tonight. I wanna see the moon in your eyes.
So I
need you to hold me like a red dollar bill.
Won't ya?
Come take control and give me something to feel.
Oh,
I won't complain, I'll let you do what you please. Cause I'm coming apart at the seams, oh boy.
You got me 102 degrees. For the way you touching me, I'm past the boiling point.
All right, welcome back, lifers. If you are just tuning in, we just covered the MJ trial and the Occupy Wall Street protest. Call in and let us know your thoughts. And if you have information we need to tell our listeners, call in and let us know. We'd like to hear from you, 760-913-419. Also, I want to go ahead and shout out my favorite energy drink. Most of you know I'm vegan. I want to shout out Steve's energy drink. This is how I get my life on the show. I love this energy drink. I think some of you guys should try it out. I know you guys are like, it's vegan, but no, it's actually really, really good. So just try it out. Let me know if you like it or not. Go on global14.com and hit me up at Crush and let me know how you feel about it. Anyway, back to our topic. So our man Hank Williams S. got the boot for making comments comparing Obama to Hitler. Corporations are not playing with their money. Y'all know Chris Brown got the boot from Wrigley. Like, they don't play with the bullshit. They didn't give 1 ounce of a damn if Hank's song, All My Rowdy Friends, has been the theme for Monday Night Football since 91. That shit don't matter. You know, he should have kept his damn mouth shut. So should he be free to say what he wants? Yeah. But not only did he offend Obama supporters, he pretty much offended people in the Jewish community. So what do you expect, Hank? A pass? People don't hate Obama as much as media would like us to believe. Now, do they? You know? I don't know, Ash, like, the thing that I realized and I just saw, like, right before we got on the show, I saw that he made a comment saying that his comments were dumb. No, you thought that people were going to jump on the bandwagon with you. And now you see you out of a damn job. So, Ash, I don't know how you feel about that comment that he made.
You know what? I mean, I hear what you're saying. And don't get me wrong, whatever. But I think Hank, I kind of understand what he was trying to. He was trying to make a point of saying the point of the Gulf Summit was stupid. It's like you have Hitler and what's his name, Netanyahu, whatever, however you pronounce that, coming together. So he was just trying to make a comparison, like the point of it was pointless. They didn't get nothing done. So that's what that was his analogy towards it. So I think people might have taken it wrong, but hey, it is what it is. You know, he got corporate sponsorship, so hey, fuck it, you did it, you deal with it. That's what it is.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we all know that, okay, you're free to say what you have to say, but even with where you work, when you sign on for a new job, they will let you know, like, so there's a lot of things they don't play. And when he signed on, you know, I'm sure he knew that some comments were going to get him into trouble. So I'm curious. I think I want to do some more research and see if he's ever said something in the past and if they ignored it. Because, you know, this might not have been the first time. So I'm going to do some more research and let the lifers know tomorrow on the show and see if I come up with something. Another topic for today, Vybz Kartel is going to jail for murder. I don't even know who this damn guy is, so I don't even care about this story, so we're going to move on. Sorry about that. If he has fans that are listening, I'm sorry. I don't know who this dude is. This is not real news. So let's keep it pushing. Let's go on to, you know what? Another story. How would you feel if you went to the store and purchased a lottery ticket by accident, meaning not on purpose? Like, you purchased the ticket, the teller hands you the ticket, and you're looking at the ticket like, this is not mine, but you just purchased it by accident. So she just went ahead and snatched it and took it home, and she woke up the next morning and just said, let me just check this just to see. Mind you, this is a 44-year-old black woman out of Lithonia, Georgia, unemployed, been searching for a job just like everyone else, and she won $25 million, yo. How lucky is that? Yo, I'd be dreaming about winning a couple hundred, and this woman won $25 million. Yo, after the show, I'm going to go purchase me a couple of tickets by accident. Fuck all that. That's what I'm getting ready to go do. Shoot. What was you
going to
say, Ash?
I mean, you know what? Like I said, it's crazy to me because the lady that won, she lives in the city that I live in. I live in Lithonia, Georgia. So I'm like, shit, I was driving around the neighborhood looking for her to see if I can ask for some money. Because, I mean, that's some old lucky shit. But the thing about it was she bought the ticket in a different county. So,
right.
But still, it's not too far from where it is, you know, from where I live at. So I know exactly where she bought it from. So trust and believe,
right.
I'm going there tomorrow to buy me some lottery tickets for Friday's drawing. They
right.
might be on the hot streak.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, right now we're going to get into the spilt tea of the day with my girl Renita. Renita, what's up? What you got for us today?
What's going on? How's everyone doing today? I think I need to go and get a lottery ticket myself. I don't know.
You know?
And I'm not
right.
even in Georgia, but I just want to go and just get a ticket. But we'll see. But if I win, yeah, y'all will not be hearing no spilt tea by me tomorrow. but I still love you. Phil T for today coming in. TMZ claims that they have seen a 5-minute sex tape, as they call it, by Tupac. They said the sex tape was shot in 1991, and it's Tupac sitting down with a young lady giving him a BJ. And Tupac is just like multitasking. He's like high-fiving and having a full-blown conversation with Money B while he's sipping on a cocktail and has a blunt. I mean,
hey,
I knew.
How you supposed to do it.
But I'm saying I always knew Pac was a player, but this confirms it. And apparently whoever has this tape has already told TMZ they are releasing it. So I can't wait. I know it's 5 minutes, but, I mean, he's a pimp, and this is going to be the best 5 minutes of my life. Rest in peace to one of my favorite shows, The Players Club. Can we just have a moment of silence? Okay, that's about 3 seconds. Okay, that's about how long it lasted. After 3 episodes, The Players Club is already canceled. I don't know what's going on. People are just not... Huh?
I'm sorry. I thought it was a Playboy's Club.
Oh, it is the Playboy's Club. See, I'm distraught. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. I am distraught over the whole...
Oh, man. Too funny.
That's what
Hello?
I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. It took, like, it was on, and then it was off again, and then... So people don't even know the names. People didn't even get a chance to even know a character's name. I'm so mad. They were I'm just devastated. But thank you, Tiva. It is the Playboy's Club. Rest in peace to all of it. Also, another rest in peace television show, Avion Crockett, In the Flow. Adios. 6 episodes. Now, this is actually a shocker because Jamie Foxx is one of the producers on this show. He actually has stated that he felt that Avion actually might be, like, could have been the next Dave Chappelle. So they really put a lot in the show, but 6 episodes, Foxx was like, he's funnier on YouTube, so we're done. So we'll see how this turns out. I don't know, Crush. Like, people are just not watching TV like they used to, I guess. I don't know. What do you think?
It's the convenience. I think it has a lot to do with convenience. If you can do everything through your phone, I think everybody's okay with that. That's what I think. I think if you can do every damn thing through your phone, start your car, drive your car, dig in your ass with your phone, if you can do all those things with your phone, I think everybody would be happy.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's a lot. But okay. So maybe he needs to go back to YouTube. Shoot, maybe the Playboy's Club needs to go to YouTube, too. We'll see. Miss Beyonce is channeling Audrey Hepburn in her new video, Countdown. Oh, my God. You guys have to check it out. She released a snippet. I actually had a chance to see the video. And even though she's not going full out, Beyonce's still doing a little dancing. She's still, I swear, this woman is a MILF, and this child hasn't even dropped yet. But just a little side sweet tea comment, she is further along than people think, but that's all I'm going to say. Speaking of Beyonce, her ex-fellow member of Destiny's Child, Latavia, did an interview with UK Mirror where she talks about how Matthew Knowles wasn't that nice to Kelly. Actually, he was very hard on Kelly. She also says that the fences have been mended between all 4 members. She wishes Beyonce and the baby much joy and luck. I don't know. I'm looking out for the Destiny's Child reunion. I'm swearing. Beyonce going to drop
this
baby.
I'm not looking for shit. I ain't looking for shit. Because first of all, why the hell
Hater.
Her ass come out the crack? She came out the crack
Hater.
Like a little itty-bitty roach talking about something. Well... You know, what had happened was, girl, you are late and you are overdone. Let's move on. That thing is too much. We are over.
Oh, my God. I just want to say the views and comments of our lovely host, Crush, does not coincide with me. I am a huge Destiny's Child fan. I love them all, and I'm going to be the first one in the line sharing once the tickets go on sale. I'm telling you, they're setting it up. Mark my words. And then the
we'll see.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Hater, you'll be right there with me. You're coming. Sweet tea of the day comes from Rob Kardashian. Rob claims that there's cheating going on Dances with the Stars. He said there's a married dancer and a married contestant that seems to be, you know, doing some unmarried-like things. So he said this on a radio show. Then he turns around and on his Twitter page says, oh, no, I was just kidding. I think Rob is full of it, and I think he sold out some sweet tea, and then someone jacked him up and was like, uh-uh, nice try, but I don't know. I'm going to keep you posted. I actually have an insider that's working with Dancing with the Stars, so I'll keep you posted on who the cheating person is. I have a feeling it's Nancy Grace because she just looks like a cheater. This is your girl, Renita, and that's a sweet tea for the day on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. You can also find me on Global 14 at Rock and Rolla. That's RockNRolla. Bye.
All right. Well, one thing I want to mention and add as well, Diddy apologized for what happened at the compound. T.I. made it clear there isn't any beef between him and Diddy. They're like fam, so let's move on from that. Like, to me, he didn't even have to apologize to nobody. He was protecting, you know, his brand. You know, so Rock is his thing. He was protecting it. Ash, I know you had something to add to that. Ash?
I'm here. I think the whole thing about the whole that whole thing is like people got to understand Diddy and Ciroc sponsored that whole party. So it's like if I sponsor a party, you're damn right you ain't going to come in there and talk about some Grey Goose. That's my money. That's disrespectful.
Right.
That's no different than Jermaine Dupri throwing a party and then somebody coming in this mug trying to rep Young Money. You'd be like, get the fuck out of my party. You know? So,
right.
I mean, just, you know, the man caught emotions. He got a little emotional. That's what happened. Forgive the man.
Right. So let's go ahead. Let's take a quick commercial break. Up next, we got the G Report with my boy Ryan Zeezy and our crazy interview with a jump off. So let's take a break. We'll be right back. This is G14 Radio Real Talk. Welcome back. Ryan, my homie. Hold on. We got a Ryan. What's up, homie?
What's up? What's going on?
Hey, so I know last night you had a pretty wild night, if you want to mention some of that, but let's get into your world and tech news. What you got for us?
First off, Zune announced that they will discontinue their music player, but do not flip out if you have recently bought a Zune. It's still covered under warranty. And Zune's actually going to continue, but it will now be a software media player, and it will be found within the Xbox 360 and new Windows 7 phone. So no worries. Don't lose any sleep over it if you have a Zune. They're just not going to continue making their music players. And I've seen a lot of talk today on Global 14 about this. Sprint had bought 3.5 million iPhones for over the next 4 years, and this is quite costly. It'll be about $20 billion, but Sprint did this in hope to keep its customers and not lose customers, because it claims that when it has lost customers, it's been because they don't carry the iPhone, and everyone wants an iPhone. Personally, I want a Droid, but everyone leaves Sprint because they don't have an iPhone. And their stock has actually dropped 80% since the release of an iPhone. And Sprint is going to have the cheapest plan. If you're looking for an iPhone, it's going to cost about $110 for unlimited everything, even data,
wow.
Whereas Verizon, you're going to pay $170 for 10
Ooh.
Gigabytes of data and unlimited talk and messaging, which I think that's outrageous. And AT&T, you only get 4 gigabytes, and you're going to pay $135. That all
yeah,
that's crazy.
So you know what? I wonder what Verizon is going to do about that. I'm sure they might lower it, but that's a lot of money for everything.
I mean, it really is. And, I mean, look at a family with 4 people in it. If one person has an iPhone, they're all going to want an iPhone.
Right.
So
right,
it's,
right.
It's only going to get more expensive from there.
Right.
In Pennsylvania, a couple supposedly forced a child to sleep in a coffin in the basement, and some neighbors heard somebody crying, so they had called police, and police went over to the house to investigate it, and they found a boy locked in a coffin. And evidently, it's not clear what the relationship was to the child and the couple. That's still unclear, but investigators filed endangerment and unlawful restraint, and they're still looking for the couple currently. And court records say that the boy was also duct taped before and told ghosts inhabited the basement, so that couldn't have made things any better at all. And the house actually it couldn't have been too great because it was condemned. It was so filthy that when investigators walked in it after that, the house was condemned.
Wow.
And this one was I think that'll turn out and be very interesting to see what comes up. And this story surprised me. Simpsons may no longer be on the air after this 2011-2012 season.
You're kidding me. Are you serious?
No. It was announced today that they will no longer be able to afford to produce it unless the voice actors take a 45% pay cut. Each actor, on average, makes about $8 million, and an unnamed insider said that they tried negotiating a 30% cut with a portion of show profits, but that turned up unsuccessful so far, so we'll see if anybody changes its mind. But the show generates billions of dollars every year through public syndications, DVDs, and merchandise, so I'm trying to figure out where the shortcoming is on all that.
Right.
But that's crazy. I mean, they're in their 23rd season, and, I mean, they have enough footage to finish out this season, but
right.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't honestly see it shutting down. It's too popular for it to shut down, but we'll see.
Right.
And,
well, I wonder, compared to Family Guy, who ranks the highest?
You know, I bet that'd be very interesting. I like Simpsons
yeah.
better than Family Guy, honestly, but Family Guy is always on TV more
right.
often.
Right.
And
so
the NBA... Yeah, definitely. The NBA commissioner announced that the rest of the preseason has been canceled, and they have a meeting next Monday. And if nothing resolves in the meeting next Monday, the first 2 weeks of the regular season will be canceled. So that'll also be interesting.
That's crazy. That's crazy. A lot is going on.
It really is, and none of it's for the good.
Right.
But that's all I have for you guys today on the G Report.
Okay. Well, Ryan, once again, thank you so much. I wonder what the comparison between the numbers as far as Family Guy and The Simpsons. I'm wondering if you can check that out. Maybe we can, you know, give that information to the lifers tomorrow and see what's going on with that. This is going to be real interesting to see if they really shut it down. See if how the fans feel about it, if they really care, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't see it happening. Because if it really is something that generates billions of dollars a year, I don't see them shutting it down. It's a gold mine.
Right. Okay.
So we'll see, and I definitely will have that statistic tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much, Ryan. Once again, everyone, that was the G Report with my boy Ryan Jeezy. While we're waiting for Robin to call in for our interview, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a commercial break, and we should be ready for you guys then.
Hamilton Park. This here. From A-Town to Uptown.
I see you, L7.
Real Records. So gotta know where to go to get the real shit. When you hear it, nigga, you can feel it. Straight A-Town, Southside, shout it at me. When the beat drop, everybody go my influence with that jam pawn and that LJ shit. I think I was the one that fit in the remix. Think not fight it, bitch.
Can't make you understand, cause girl, I don't understand why I'm such a fool. Should've been a much better man, cause you went and reached out your hand. We saw I was bruised.
Hello. We are back.
Sorry about that, you guys. My mic wasn't working. Sorry about that. But we are back. Welcome back. I want to welcome our special guest. Okay, we're having some technical difficulties. But
hello.
Welcome back. Hi, Robin. What's up?
Hey.
So we're going to just go ahead and jump right into this interview. Thank you so much for taking time out of your somewhat busy schedule. So let's get straight into the questions. We talked briefly yesterday, and you are dating several celebrity men at the moment. And people would call you a jump off, a hoe, a prostitute. Like, how do you feel about that?
Okay, well, for one, I'm not dating them. I'm sleeping with several men.
Okay,
I don't want you all to get confused with me saying I'm dating them or we have a relationship, because we don't have a relationship. We just have like a homie, lover, friend, you know, kind of relationship.
So pretty much.
Call?
Huh? Right. So you're pretty much, Ash just said a booty call.
No, it's not like, okay, well, this is how I look at a booty call. A booty call is like, you know, the bitch you call, you get some ass, you send her on her way. No, I'm the bitch they call, we kick it, we take trips, we go shopping, we have fun, and, you know, I go on and live my life. So that's the difference between me and a booty call.
Okay, so, okay, well, then let me ask this then. Okay, so obviously you are having sex with these men, correct?
Yes, I have sex. I have sex with some of them. Now, there are some that I don't sleep with, and they're okay with
that.
Why not? I mean, because, you know, mostly reasons of I don't have to. You know, you really don't have to sleep with men to get the things you want from them. They're so dumb. If you just talk to their ass long enough, you can get pretty much just about anything you want. But then you have some, you know, who are used to getting ass so much, and they have this kind of, mindset, oh, you're going to give me some ass. So, yeah, I just go in and give them some and get what I need.
Okay, okay. So, let me ask you this. Are they married?
Oh,
yes. Out of all of them, how many of them are married? They are.
I know three of them are married, yes. Three of them are married.
Okay. Okay. Are they all well,
they
me,
asked me.
Go ahead, finish. I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I'll ask you after that.
Oh, and I was going to say, yeah, they're married, and I know a lot of people are like, how could you do this? They're married. You know, I don't care about their wife. I'm all for girl power and all that shit, but their wife don't do shit for me. Their husband do shit for me. So my loyalty is to him, not to their wife.
Right. Okay, so obviously you don't care about his family. What about the kids? Like, how do you feel about the kids?
Daddy sleeping with me, daddy going to go home and be a good daddy. Me in the way is not going to hurt him from doing shit he want to do with his kids or for his kids. Trust you me, when daddy leave my house, he's more calm and he can deal with y'all better than he can after he sit up under their mama all day.
Okay. So let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you actually get out of it?
What do I get out of it, like material-wise or like the feeling
I get out
like,
of it? What do you get out of it, period? Whether it's material, feeling, like, you know, break it down for us. What exactly, why do you continue to sleep with these men and hang out with them, so to speak?
Okay, well, this is the thing. Well, material-wise, I get several things. Of course, you know, the trips. I have a beautiful car, beautiful condo. You know, just living a really decent life, you know. I don't have to work and I don't want for anything, so I'm happy with that. I know they're not going to marry me. I know they're not going to be my boyfriend. So the fact that they don't love me, I don't love their ass. I get what I get, and I keep it moving. You know, that's just how the world works. And they put a bad, you know, groupies, whore, this, but you got to understand, if I was just, you know, average, which I mean, I'm pretty average, but a little above average, if I just was sleeping with a nigga at Burger King, then I would be getting a whole bunch of Whoppers for free. But I'm not. I'm sleeping with a nigga who got more than the Burger King man, so I'm getting what he gives me. So they just call me a groupie just because it's someone in the industry, but when I'm sleeping with a nigga at Burger King, they're never calling me a groupie.
Right, right. So, yeah. So when it comes to money, you know, because he's making more money, you're labeled as a groupie.
Right. Then I'm a groupie.
A paid part.
But if I was with, exactly, if I stayed with the Burger King man, the McDonald's man, the church's chicken man, you know, then I would just be like, oh, that dirty hoe. But since I'm doing it with niggas with money, now I'm the groupie.
Right. Okay. But Ash, I hear you.
Yeah, because I'm like, to me, and I mean, you know, hey, I respect your hustle, whatever. But what's the difference between like that and like just being an escort service? Is that like more politically correct of what to say you are?
No, well, see, maybe the escort service is kind of like you. That's what you are. That's what you want it to be. You want to be in that business. That's not, I mean, it just so happened that I know these people and they look out for me. I've had relationships with them for years now that we've become cool to the point where it's not really an escort service type. I mean, I don't mind what anyone calls it because I have to live and I have to take care of me. But I just feel like the difference is, you know, you can get into the business of being in an escort service where I just made some really cool friends and made some great contacts, and I just decided to live off of it.
Right.
So you don't have, like, a regular job? So like,
no, I don't.
You don't, like, go... Okay, I mean...
So with you not having a regular job, so what would you say, like, okay, so do you worry about not being able to pay your rent or not being able to pay your light bill, your cell phone bill, and all the other stuff? Does that ever cross your mind that they will cut you off?
Oh, no, that's never crossed my mind because you got to understand, I'm dealing with people that stuff like that to them, like they could throw, that's trash. Me having my rent paid, that's nothing. Like it's paid up for years. Wow. You know, my little bit of rent, that's nothing. My phone bill, that's nothing to them. You know, I'm not dealing with, and this is what I want you to understand, I'm not dealing with, like, your local rappers or, you know, people who just came out and they're still performing in clubs. Like, I felt like if I was going to do this, I was going to go in and do it the best way, which was go for the people with the most money. Now, trust and believe, I haven't got with Bill Gates ass yet. But what I'm saying is I'm not hopping around laying up with, you know, Shawty Low, 2 Chainz. I'm not. That's not the way I'm going about it.
Right.
And a lot of the men I talk to, they aren't black.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this question. Have you ever dated a woman? Well, excuse me, slept
with a
woman.
Have I dated a woman? No.
Okay.
But sleeping with women, oh, yeah, I do it a lot, all the time. It's like leisure activity.
Okay. So in that case, do the women that you've been involved with, have they done provided the same way? Do you think that maybe the women are probably maybe a little bit more, are they more giving than the men? Would you say the women are more giving than the men or what?
Well, I put it like this. Okay, the way I'm doing it is I'll take from the rich and give to the poor. So I'm getting with these men, and they're buying me nice things, and I get with little bitches, and I show them a good time, so they feel like they doing some shit. You see what I'm saying?
So
I don't really look for the women to do it.
Okay, so you take the money, and then you go and have a good time with your little girlfriends and stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, I see you. All right. So let me ask you this. Let's talk about the sex part of it. Because a lot of people, like you said, it's not all about the sex, but, you know, a lot of them are not getting, you know, some of the things that they want at home. So what are some of the things that you hear from these men that they're saying, like, my wife doesn't do this or my wife doesn't do that? What exactly do they say?
Well, a lot of them, this is what I hear, that my wife, you know, she's boring. She's very boring and tired in bed, but you got to understand, they're running after kids all day. And to me, I'm just like that vacation they need away from home. And I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
And, like, some of the men have said, you know what, you know, I want to bring a girl in the house with my wife, but, you know, I don't know if she'll be okay with it. Would you be willing to do that? And I'm just like, yeah, why not? But it hasn't got there yet. Because, you know, a woman will say she's cool with the chick coming in the bedroom, but we all know. A bitch is kind of going to look at you like, hold on, bitch. I don't know. You're on my territory. You know, don't no bitch want that.
Right. So, look, we got a caller for you. So I'm going to bring this caller in live.
Okay.
Mr. Golden Fleece, you got a question for Robin. What's up?
Yeah, peace, G14 Radio. How you doing, Robin?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just wanted to, you know, call in and ask a question, first of all, let you know. I respect your hustle, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be calling in to bash you or anything, but I do have a question. When you say you these people friends, like, if I had a friend, I knew they wouldn't want to do something that could possibly ruin my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know
exactly.
He's married with kids and you looking at him like, listen, I'm your friend. I'm really not trying to put you in this position to where this whole shit could collapse for you. What you saying is, as long as you getting what you get out of it, you good, which really means you don't care about the nigga.
No, well, that's what you got to understand. Nobody in this whole industry is really friends, okay? That's number one.
I agree.
When I'm telling you
that
my friend, my homie, you have to understand this. I would never write a book like Superhead and expose all of them because that's just something I wouldn't do. Because I feel like whatever I'm doing with him, that's personal and private. So I would never do that to embarrass him, his family, or his kids. Now, yeah,
okay,
he may be married and he may have kids, but that don't have nothing to do with me.
Exactly. So, it's all good. I just wanted to understand that aspect of it because I could see what somebody's doing that if they really don't give a damn what's going on that side. They really, like you said, it don't got nothing to do with you. You basically like, I'm getting what I get out of it. But then I would say, like you said earlier, nobody really not friends. Everybody in it to get what they want. So if that's the
premise,
then you going in on it just like, well, you know, Ash mentioned the escort service earlier or whatever. You know, you kind of like, it's just like an escort service you run for yourself. You just the only one in it.
I'm the only, exactly. I haven't yet recruited any girls because I'm afraid, you know, they will run their mouth. So, yeah, I do it myself.
Okay, I can dig it.
All right.
I can dig it.
Thank you, Golden. Thank you, Golden, for calling in. So, Robin,
no
I have a question.
No problem. Peace, y'all.
All right. Have a good one. Right. So, Robin, I have a question. So, when we're talking about the sexual part of it, has any of them ever approached you and was like they wanted to bring their boys in and have sex with you? Have any of them disrespect you? Well, some people, and I know some people are like, well, she already disrespecting herself, but have any of them came at you and was like, you know, wanting to have a threesome with their boys?
Okay, I will say this. In the beginning, of course, because until you put them in their place, then of course they're going to do this. But I have not had that happen to me since I've been doing this for, I would say, like for a while. In the beginning, of course, they would think, you know, come here, be with me, him and him and him. But now I made, like I said, pretty cool relationships with them that they have so many other bitches that they could do that with. They don't have to buy those bitches shit. So why would they do that to me? You know, every day new bitches are popping up that want to be in the light. They want to do shit for free just to say they did it. So they don't even have to try me with it anymore. And that's what makes it so easy is you always are going to have a bitch that's like, what I need to do. And you don't have to give her shit. So it kind of makes it hard for me when I come in saying, no, I need, and you will give me, give me, give me. Because they're looking at me like, well, bitch, I can go somewhere else. But the people who really enjoy my company and we have a really good time, they decide to stick around.
Right. So do you ever have a problem, like, are you asking these men to pay you? Like, do you go to them and be like, look, I need my car note paid, or do they automatically, like, they know when your shit needs to be paid, so they just do it? Like, explain to me, you know, do they drop money off in your account? Like, how do you guys do this exchange thing going on?
Okay, this is pretty much how it is. Okay, of course I don't come in with a menu price list of, you know, what I charge. The fact that, like I said, now we're not friends, but we've become so cool that they know, hey, a bitch got rent, a bitch got a car note, a bitch need this, a bitch need that. So they just do it, and if any one of them ever hesitate to give it and I have to ask, I don't want to because I don't want to ever have to sit around and ask niggas for shit. Like, just give it to me. When you call me and say, hey, Robin, let's go here, we're going to go here and we're going to do this, I get up and I come. So don't ever think I need to come to you with my hand out for some money. It's just a given that I need it. I have to survive.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
I got a question.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like, have you ever been caught up, like, you know what I'm saying, you dating, you know, Bill Gates, and then you dating Ted Turner, and you go to a function and they both there? Like, is there ever a
chance? But you got to understand,
you know,
9 times out of 10, if there's a function, if there's a function and there are close friends around, they won't take me, you know. They will take their wife because the last thing they need to get back around is, you know, such and such was at this place with some chick. Now, if it's like some little homie's apartment or condo or some shit like that, yeah, I'll go. But if I know I've been with that person, I would let the person know that I'm with that. Look, I don't need to go there with you because I've been with them. You know, at this point, you really have nothing to lose, and there's no reason to lie or hide it because this is what it is.
Right. So basically, you being straight up, like, you're not, like, they know you are seeing other men. You know, it is what it is. And,
exactly.
You know, you guys have an honest relationship or whatever you want to call it. You guys are just saying, like, look, hey, I can't go over there because, you know, I mess with old boy. So that's pretty
exactly.
much what
you
got to
understand. Who can really come at me and say, I don't want you talking to someone? Nigga, you're married.
Right. So have
I mean,
well, that's a good question. Have any of them been real possessive
Have you ever had to call the cops on somebody or?
Oh, no. Like I said, but let me tell you something. And I don't want to try to, you know, make black men sound bad, but I don't deal with too many of them. I don't deal with too many of them and them being, like, jealous and wanting to have all the girls and respect from all the women. They're too bossy. You know, they come up on $100 and they feel like you owe them some shit. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't really get down like that. And that's why I say I tend to stay away from the rappers. Like, the two that I deal with, they play baseball.
Oh, they got that baseball money.
Exactly. So I'm not really trying to go with the rappers and go to the industry parties and be seen. Like, that's not why I do it.
Okay, so do you
I have a question.
Go ahead, Ash.
The question I have is, like, what got you to this point to be like, fuck it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because me, it'd be like, if I'm, you know, dude from C, I'm like, damn, Robin need a fucking hug. Like, what? I mean, like, damn, like, what gets you to this point to be like, you have this fucking attitude to where it's like, you know what, I'm going to just go ahead and basically dole the pussy out for some money or to pay bills.
Because you have to understand. This is what it is. It's not that I, like, if you were to meet me or hang out with me in person, you would think, oh, my gosh, Robin is great. She is cool. I don't need a hug. I'm not like a man didn't do me wrong or I feel like I'm out here to get men and see what I can get out of them. It's the thought of I've been in serious relationships before and niggas come home, want ass all day, and you ask them for $20 and they act like you talked about their mom. Like anytime you ask a man for something, they are looking at you like, bitch, what I got to give you money for? Don't I pay rent? It's not about damn rent. Shit, if I need, I need. So when you used to dealing with niggas who just feel like you give me that ass and I don't have to give you shit, you start looking at, okay, well, I see what's really important to niggas. Pussy is really important, and there's a lot of power in it. And ladies don't realize, bitch, you can get what you want because you have a pussy. You're sitting on a gold mine. So I said to myself, like, you know what? Okay, let's see if this works. You get out here, you get to mingling with different types of people, and they're used to paying for pussy. So when you come around, it's not new to them. It's like something they figured they were going to do anyway. So I'm not going to say, oh, no, no, you don't have to pay for this. Hey, you want to give it up? I'm definitely taking it because, like I said before, and I want the ladies to understand, it makes no sense for you to date him, and him, and they don't do shit for you when you can sleep with one nigga and come up on the time you done messed up for 3 years. You know, when you do the math, so it's not like I'm a bad person, I need a hug, someone did me wrong. It's just you get smarter about your pussy. When you're young, you don't really know how much power is in it.
There you go. Hey. You can't deny what she's saying. You can't deny what she's saying.
You know, I mean, you set it up right. I mean, shit, it ain't really much else you can say about that one. But I mean, like, okay, this will be my last question. I ain't going to ask you no more. But what do you want, like, after the fact? Like, is this something like this is long-term? Like, do you want a relationship? Do you want to be, like, married? You know what I mean? Like, the happy ending or whatever. Well, not to say the happy ending because then that would be, like, a pun. But more so, you know, like, do you want to be married and, you know, kids, and, you know, just to be settled down and not have to worry about that aspect of it. You know, like, will you even find yourself settling down with just a regular person? Just,
oh,
you know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Or are you beyond that?
No. I mean, I can't wait for the day that I can settle down and, you know, get married and start a family and have hundreds of animals running around. I mean, that's what I want. That's my goal. But I'm not out here dealing with industry people trying to find a husband either. Because, like I said before, this is what these men do. So I'm not trying to be like, okay, let me see which one is going to marry me. That's not my goal because I know the circle of how it works. New bitches come in all the time.
Son.
A younger breed of bitch comes around all the time.
Right. And you having fun. You living your life. You know,
I'm living my life
go.
Like
yeah,
it's golden.
They come and go.
you don't have to, like, you know that if he don't call you no more, then, hey, that motherfucker's just gone. So I feel
exactly
what you're saying. Yeah. So let me ask you this. Have you ever been somewhere just out and about and saw one of the men that you were dating out with their family? And how do you handle that when that happens?
You said, how does it make me feel?
How do you handle it?
Oh, well, I mean, I've been out and I've seen them with their family. I've also, you know, seen blogs and posts them on vacation with their family. I don't, you know, I don't have a feeling of, oh, man, I wish they can be me. Because why would I want to be the wife when he has a side girl who is me? You see what I'm saying? So when you look at it like that, like, I'm not missing out on anything. It's not like, oh, my gosh, he's a good husband and I wish that was my man. Because he's not. So, no, I don't want to be her. I don't want to be in her shoes.
Right.
I don't look at her like this. You so dumb, your man cheating on you. I don't look at it like that because, you know what, at the end of the day, when you're in the industry and you're married to a man like that, it's something that comes with the territory. And if you're going to sit at home all day and worry your man cheating on you, you're going to drive yourself crazy. You enjoy the time you spend with him. You enjoy your family. You enjoy your kids. And if stuff is in your face and he is disrespectful about cheating on you, then that's when you step up and be like, look, this is not going to work. But a nigga's going to be a nigga, and that's just how it is.
Okay. So I got a couple. Go ahead, Ash.
So could I take you to McDonald's? I'll let you supersize it. Like, is that okay?
No, but you can take me to Chick-fil-A. I don't eat McDonald's. I like Chick-fil-A.
Okay, I'll let you biggie size that mug, too. I'll even buy you extra large lemonade, like real good lemonade.
It has to be a sweet tea lemonade mix.
Oh, Arnold Palmer, bet. We can do that. We can do that. We can do that.
So what's the biggest gift, Robin, what's the biggest gift you ever received from one of these married to love men?
You said the biggest gift I ever received?
Yeah, the biggest gift you ever received.
Let's see, the biggest, well, I would have to say my condo. Because since it's paid for, I have a place to live.
But okay,
yes,
it's paid for, but it's in your name. What?
Yes,
it's in your name too? What kind
it's mine, that's what I'm telling you. I'm going to be okay, guys. Don't worry about Robin. I'm not doing it the wrong way. I'm going about it the right way.
What kind of ass you got?
I have a turbo ass.
Hold up. Robin's getting real estate on this ass. Robin is getting real estate in her name on this ass. This ain't no real estate that the man can kick her out of. Yo,
no,
okay, we talked about this before on the show when we were just like, no cash, no ass. But, yo, okay, you got it in your name, so... Who can hate on that?
Exactly. Who can hate on me because I have a place in my name? And if you guys would like to come over, I would love to invite you. It's mine. No one's going to kick you out.
Okay.
You can be loud as you want.
All right, fine. Take down my number, and I'll call you. Pick me up. We're good to go.
So we're running out of time, Robin. Once again, I want to thank you so much for joining us. But what message do you have to these women that are coming out and telling all these men, posting the BBM messages, and they're posting text messages, and they're pretty much, you know, coming out and saying, like, he was just with me and, you know, pretty much snitching on these men when they knew what the deal was. So what do you have to say to these women that actually do that in these situations?
Well, I would like to tell them, ladies, it's not cool and it's never been cool to have private relationships with these people and put it out to the media or anywhere because they have families and they have kids, and you just go about it a way of saying, look, this is what I'm doing. No one has to know about it. And you don't put their business out there. I think it's wrong. Those are the bitches that are going to eventually have to, you know, they even have to write a book so they can continue to live, or they're going to have to get a 9-to-5 because, you know, after the men and they hear that that's what you do, the circle is so small, no one's going to want to deal with you.
Right.
So you're really doing yourself more harm than anything, and I just wish the younger girls, if you're hearing me, I'm not saying you have to do exactly what I do, but know and understand the value of your pussy is very, you can come up on it. Don't just give it away because a nigga told you you were cute. I want them to do better and live a better life. I mean, you can get your college and everything paid for just dealing with these men. And you don't have to sell yourself short, and I want them to know that.
All right. Well, hey, you guys, there you have it. Robin, thank you so much for joining us. If anything pops up, I have you on, I have your number, so I will call you. And, you know, hopefully we can have you back on the show maybe, you know, in a couple months and see how everything is going. So, once again, thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you.
I was
saying, Ash, I'm going to hit you up so I can invite you over with the Chick-fil-A.
I'm dead. I'm for real. I'm dead serious, though.
Well, you just make sure you bring the damn checkbook now. I ain't going to let you in.
Look here. I'll bring the checkbook. But you got to wait until 3 weeks for that shit to clear.
That's why I don't deal with you black guys. You and y'all damn checks clearing. I can't wait now.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man.
Thanks.
All right, Robin, thank you for joining. Thank you so much for joining.
All right,
thank you.
Call me whenever.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
All right. There you guys have it. Like I told you, I was going to find a jump off. Hey, she said exactly how it is. I don't even know what we all can say about it and how can we hate on what she's saying. Some people might say, okay, she's messing with a married man, but you guys have to remember, it takes two. It's not just her. It takes two. And a lot of times, a lot of people do a lot of dirt and you don't know what they're doing. But I think, you know, when it comes to relationships, period, get to know who the hell you're dealing with. Know what your man and your woman likes and what they don't like. You know, cater to your men, cater to your women. You know, do what you have to do to make that relationship last. But then, you know, once again, just don't be too naive. You know, shit happens. You know, women stop acting like we are innocent. We're not that innocent. So we're going to get into a lot of this stuff on Real Talk because there's so many different things that we can talk about. But I just, once again, I want to thank Robin. I want to thank everybody that called in. The chat room was going crazy tonight. So we can continue this talk on global14.com because I know a lot more people have a whole lot to say. So once again, thank you very much for joining us today. Once again, I want to say that we are on Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow we have recording artist Shantae, so stay tuned for that. We're going to make sure that we get you some good information on her, and I'm sure it's going to be a very good interview. I want to thank JD again, thank our listeners. Once again, follow us at Global 14. And also follow us at G14 Radio. That's G14 Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Global 14 Radio. This is LTL for Life, and good night.
Yeah. So death.
Forging Radio.